How you going? This is the loudest thing my neighbours have ever heard. It's so loud I need to take off my ears every time I run it. And today, I'm going to see the top speed of this baby. In my safest video yet, where I don't get arrested or burn my property down.
I destroyed the jet engine.
Alright, so I already have one pulse jet which sat on a swing and was too scary for me to be on. So my safer idea is to put it on this tiny boat. But first, I need to make the pulse jet self-starting, as at the moment, it takes an annoying amount of time to start with a leaf blower, which is funny when it burns my mate.
We're in the hole!
It won't be possible on the water. I want to just press a button and have it turn on. And I think I can do it by just fiddling around with the fuel line and making it so it pulls in air and not just gas, so its first explosion has enough force to pull more air in and get it started. So I cut out my fuel line and put it in a better spot. And by better, I mean trying completely random locations until it felt right, and then used a tissue to check how much airflow there is. And I think that's a good sign. So I welded it up and gave it a go. And it's definitely less funny when that happens to me and not my mate. So I better not look down the exhaust anymore. And it ain't working, so I chatted to this guy, Buildin' Pulse Jets, who's one of the kings of making pulse jets on YouTube. And after talking, he sent me an email with some very small changes I could make. What the fuck? Including just opening the gas quicker, and threatening to harm the pulse jet's children. So, I tried that.
Like what I did to your brother? Huh? Do ya?
And that was awesome. So I did it again. And again.
Fuck! That is insane!
And it's amazing how much better these engines run with some small changes. And if you want to learn out how to do it, go check out his channel. And I'm really curious how this pulse jet sounds from far away, as when I put a decibel reader near it, I got 150 decibels, which is louder than a passenger plane and loud enough to cause physical damage, which explains why my head hurts. So if I want to turn it on remotely, all I need is a solenoid, an Arduino, and a laptop. And then using the sponsor of today's video, AnyDesk, I could turn on the pulse jet without being anywhere near it. Or use it to access my computer without being there, which is actually very useful. Let's say cops are coming over for something dodgy I've done. I can get remote access to my computer and then delete anything I want. AnyDesk allows you to manage and access your devices from anywhere in the world with low latency and low bandwidth. Meaning, if your parents are old and don't know how to use the TikTok, you can log on to their computer and help them with any technical support remotely. Or you can access your own computer remotely and do editing or anything else you want. AnyDesk is free for personal use and allow custom plans for businesses, and it's so easy to use. AnyDesk is also a pretty sick company, and they told me they will pay for whatever crazy and dangerous video ideas you come up with. So if you have any ridiculous video ideas that you want me to try, like turning the pulse jets into a missile and then bombing New Zealand, submit them to anydesk.com/science. And if your idea gets picked, you'll win some prizes. Big thank you to AnyDesk for sponsoring this video. So now, I'm going to try it on the boat.
Okay, jet boat, jet engine, test one, here we go.
That looks alright, but I reckon it needs more thrust, as I wanted it to go through the garage wall. So I'm going to revisit this top hat and augmenter, which just increases the mass flow by pulling in more air for the pulse jet to move, but I still don't believe they work. And I carefully made a hole in the boat. Then put some pins in the old weld holes and pushed it back in place. And at least if it doesn't work, the pulse jet now has a bigger hat than every other pulse jet out there. And I don't think I learnt anything from that, as I've got no way of comparing it to the old Pulse Jet. So I pulled out the scale. And then I did a comparison test between Augmenta on and Augmenta off. But I forgot to turn on the scale when using the Augmentor, which counts as a reading of zero thrust, which means no Augmenta wins. But before I cut it off, I want to try one more thing. Using the Augmenta like an afterburner and injecting more gas into the exhaust, which will hopefully double the thrust for some reason. And you can tell I wasn't very good at birthday cakes as a kid, as obviously the Pulse Jet just blows out the flame. So I made a thing to try and protect the flame on the gas pipe and gave that a go. I don't think anything was happening. Now in this clip, you'll see I'm getting real desperate and I just chucked a random cone piece of metal in. And that worked really well if my intention was to put Ahmet, my local Turkish waxer, out of business, which I really don't want to do. In fact, he's probably going to cry just seeing this footage. And the burn made me real thirsty, and after having some milk, I realized this milk jug is kind of exactly the shape of a valved Pulse Jet, which I could make as well and put on the boat to get more thrust. All I need are some volvers. Sorry, I mean valvers. And they allow air in this way, but don't let it out the other way, just like a volver. So now I just need to make some kind of plate for them to attach to, which is the perfect job for my new tool, the Wazer, which is an awesome small water jet cutter that makes light work of metal like this. And this is really much better than doing water cutting like I used to. Which did work, but was quite messy. But now I just draw a picture and it cuts whatever I tell it to. Alright, it doesn't fit, so I try it again and again. And eventually I got them to fit, and this isn't the Wazer's fault, I've just been using MS Paint to make 2D files. Then I just put it in the milk jug with a gas line and gave it a go. And if you were shouting at the computer right now saying this won't work, that's kind of weird, and you should probably see a psychiatrist for that aggressive behaviour. But yes, I don't know why I was expecting this to work. This milk jug looks nothing like a valved Pulse Jet besides the fact it has some valves. But after gassing myself with whatever lead-laced arsenic paint was on the bottle, I was feeling quite high, so I just gave up. So I've decided I'm just going to go back to doing what I know best, rolling some cones. And I'm just going to make another Pulse Jet and put it on the boat. And to save me the hassle of rolling the sheet metal by hand, I snuck into this blind guy's shed and used his roller. And even though I've made a lot of cones now, I've never really got the hang of it, but at least my welds are getting better and better. But the more I put it together, the more it was beginning to feel really wrong. So I just drank an entire box of wine before seeing if the Pulse Jet works. And it wouldn't start, and it did this weird thing where it broke my camera. So I'm going to blame my welds, and I'm going to attempt to fix them with TIG welding, something I've never done before, and just try smooth out my welds. If you don't know much about TIG welding, this weld right here is what you are looking for. It's got lots of little relief holes which allow excess gas to escape the metal so no cracks will form. Also, the lumpier your welds look, the stronger they usually are. You also want to touch the tungsten stick to the metal so it melts as much as possible, as that way you'll have to sharpen the end, meaning you get lots of work breaks and have a nice work-life balance. And then after comparing it to the other one I made, I've realized I made the Pulse Jets completely different sizes.
Fucking different.
Which is very weird, as I did follow my plans exactly.
Zhu Zong Bi Cao Wood Lockwood Hiller.
And that means I need to cut it apart and build it again without any of my proper tools or workbench. But that also means I finally get to live out my dream of looking like a Cambodian bicycle repairman. I stuffed up. This song playing right now is Thai, not Cambodian. But I shouldn't have told you, as you're a racist and wouldn't have known the difference. But at least the Pulse Jets look the same, which I hope means they work. But I'm going to have to use another boat, as this one is a little too small, and also some idiot made a hole in it. So I thought I should replace it with a boat with even bigger and better holes in it. Big nut. But I'm going to fill up the holes, as I don't want any fish getting a free upskirt on me while I'm on the water. So I filled them up with some privacy goo, which I hope keeps the fish away. I'm looking at you, Blue Groper. In my previous pulse jet swing, I just shoved a normal barbecue gas hose in the pipe, which leaked a lot. And that was actually very useful, as it meant I could smell if the gas was on or not.
Stop. No, it was spraying liquid propane onto you. Get away.
But since I want both of these to run on liquid propane, which is much more powerful, a leak would be very bad. So I made these threaded inserts on the lathe, which I'm going to try shrink fitting and pushing inside this pipe. And I don't have a freezer up here, so I had the genius idea of just using the propane to both shrink and expand the part. And it's looking pretty cold, so hopefully it goes in. And it did go in, about as much as your dad. But it should be enough. And now I need to use liquid hoses, which are rated to not explode, unlike this one. But the only difference I can see is that these ones are covered in a fine layer of pubic hair. I also need a tank specifically rated for liquid LPG, as the pressure and forces are much, much higher. These blue ones, which are very expensive. And the reason these bottles are so expensive is because they have a special valve straw thing inside that sucks up the liquid propane and not the gas. So I just made my own by painting the top of a normal LPG bottle blue. Now I reckon the pole jets are going to look the coolest if they are kind of in a formation like this. And we didn't do any measurements, we just welded it up, which somehow fit on the boat, and then couldn't resist seeing if it starts up. And that sounded more like a fart escaping my butt cheeks than a pulse jet. So something is wrong. So I tried starting it on gas, not liquid, as I know it started like that before. And they seemed like they wanted to start, but were almost interfering with each other. And I think I know who to blame. The wogs. The 2,000 of them inside this ball valve, which means there might not be enough room for the gas to flow. It could also be the exhausts messing with each other, which actually makes sense. Here's the problem with having two. It's a bit like trying to breathe, but you have another man trying to breathe right in front of your face. And when I breathe, he breathes out. So I'm breathing in, but I'm getting his used CO2 and not clean oxygen. And it's exactly the same with these pulse jets. If they pulse out of sync, they can't breathe. But if I put something in between the men, that means they can't breathe each other's breath. So I tried doing that with the pulse jets. And also combined the combustion chambers with a bit of pipe so they pulse in sync, and then sealed up the gaps with what I hope was clay.
Is it poo?
Which still didn't work, so I'm going to try and isolate them more. I'm going to cut the frame in half and put these rubber stoppers underneath so they aren't vibrating each other as much, then also tilt them away from each other so they aren't sucking each other off. Which still didn't work, which makes me think it must be this T-junction or wog valve. As maybe when one starts to run, it's pulsing up the gas line, or one of them just starts to take all the fuel. So I'm going to try separate bottles, one gas and one liquid. But because it's too hot to get behind the liquid propane and it also won't self-start, I shoved some pipe into a leaf blower and gave that a go. And that works really well, except that I smell smoke. My first thought was that it was my Lebanese neighbor doing a wedding again. But then I realized it was on my property.
Oh, there's fires! Yeah,
it's the fire.
And that's when I got scared, not for my life, but for my chairs, as I had left my two favorite sitting chairs up the back of the property, and they really, really hate fire.
This was our sitting chair.
Wait, look. That was yours.
No, that was yours, man.
No, this is
get
yours.
Get out of here. That was the old one. Don't give me the burnt one. Get out of here.
Man, look up there.
Oh, it's on fire.
This was your chair.
I did not fall back into the ash.
You're such a destructive element.
All right, now I just need to paint another bottle blue if I want them both to be running on liquid LPG. And they are still acting a bit weird and not working as consistently as when one is gas and one liquid. And I thought spark plugs might help, and previously I just welded them in, but this time I'm being smart and I made this bung here, which will allow me to change the spark plug when it gets dirty. And I was feeling great about myself until I realized the spark plug I want to use isn't the same size as the bung. So I ended up just welding it in, then wired up some tasers to this gyrocopter control panel and gave it a test. And it's working like half the time. They're mostly still fighting each other. Like in this clip, they both started well until one of them flamed out. And then look how the other one sucks in the flames. So I put the divider back in between them. Which worked, and then put the final touches on, before realizing I have no way to move the boat, which now weighs over 200 kilos. So I just got this old hitch and decided to weld an engine hoist to it, so I can steal this jet ski's trailer.
Keep showing my license plate.
I have no idea if this is smart to do. I might just be bending my car's frame, but it did work. And now Big Nut is on its trailer, ready for a test on the water.
It's a little bit of overhang, right?
It's more on than not.
It is more on than not.
But it turns out this pulse jet isn't as quiet as I thought. And a cop pulled me over in the driveway about the noise.
I'm a dumb guy.
And then back in Sydney, some cops showed up. And yes, I may have also turned it on in Sydney. And at first it was quite awkward, as I explained to them that I definitely only ordered male strippers, and they were also 2 hours early. But the cops were very nice and fair, and just told me I shouldn't be running the jet engine next to a preschool, which is also fair. But how else are kids going to learn about science? They also referenced my other videos and told me to stop making things that resemble guns, which I have never done. And then the constable asked if her colleague could lean on my house as he was feeling quite tired, and I said yes. And they finished by telling me if I turn it on again, they're going to get a warrant and come back and shoot me, which is also fair. So I promised them I would never ever turn it on again, on land. And the boat was already filling up with water. And I also haven't figured out steering, I just went in circles. So we thought what might help is putting 80 kilos of rocks in the back, as the boat is sitting nose down in the water, so that might lift the front up. And immediately I realized my idea of steering via differential thrust and throttling them up and down was going to be really hard. I'm kind of working in reverse. So I tried again, but this time using a paddle to steer. Which just immediately filled the boat full of water. And you'll notice I don't have a heat shield protecting me or the gas bottles from the pulse jets. My logic was that the wind pushing past me would cool me down. I was wrong. And after running it for only 10 seconds, I was getting real hot and my skin was starting to burn up, and I almost considered jumping in the water. So we put some more rocks in and then made a heat shield and did it again. Was starting to attract a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's the goal. It sounds really loud and powerful, like it should go fast, but it's like, I'm probably going the same speed as you guys. Like, It's pretty disappointing so far.
And the confusion of people trying to work it out was definitely the most entertaining thing about building this.
What, you just thought he was bringing in bigger and bigger tools?
No, I didn't think it was my neighbour anymore.
Some people thought it was a tsunami, military planes, mining equipment, our Prime Minister. The closest guess was definitely a brothel. And I'm not sure what kind of brothels Peter is visiting, but everyone I've been to usually just sound like beautiful women pointing and laughing at me. And I tried again. Time worked out steering a bit better, and I can turn it in the direction I want by throttling them with the ball valve, but I'm not getting the boat up on plane, and I'm just pushing the nose down into the water. So we chucked even more rocks into the boat and some Hindi gods I found in the water for good luck.
Destroyed the jet engine. What was that? I destroyed the jet engine.
And that was my best run yet, and I got up to 29 k's an hour. In American units, that's the length of 61 World Trade Centers an hour. But I also destroyed one of the Pulse jets. And that probably happened because the heat shield was blocking the wind from cooling it and also reflecting the heat back into the tube, but that means I'm done. Which is a shame, as if I had just spent a little bit more time figuring out proper weighting of the boat, it probably would have got up on the plane and would have gone a lot faster. But I guess now we'll never know how fast the boat goes. Thank you so much for watching. If you liked that, please subscribe and check out some of my other videos.